Hello everyone, this is Nick Napo here. March is website month here in the office, and I thought I'd use this time to talk about some website basics. So there's a lot of terminology surrounding websites that may confuse some of you, like URLs, hosting, domain names, SEO, etc. and so forth. So hopefully in the next few minutes I'll clear up some confusion for you. Let's begin with a URL. You probably know by now a URL is the link to a website. Think of it as a phone number. A phone number connects to only one location, and in that way, a URL connects to only one website. Now, a website would be located, or hosted, on something called a server, which contains all of the files for a website, but more on that later. Another name for a URL that you're probably familiar with is a domain name. They're pretty much interchangeable. So, to sum it all up, the URL, or domain name, is the phone number, a domain is the address, and the server is the physical house. Now, each domain name has an extension, and you're probably familiar with most of them. You have .com, .org, .net, .gov, .us, etc. But what do they all mean? We'll start with .com. It stands for commercial. That's the industry standard. Then .net was started in the mid-80s by internet service providers, but it never really took off. So that's why to this day it's second to .com. So if you're a small business that's looking to grow, stay away from this extension because .net is difficult to pick up in web rankings. .org stands for organization, and it's usually reserved for nonprofit organizations, charities, etc. That's where you see that most of the time. .info stands for informational domain. .us is for websites that offer products and services that are specific and exclusive to the United States. .gov is for governmental entities, anything associated with the government. .edu is for educational entities, colleges, and the like. And .biz is a strictly commercial business website. So that is the structure of the website. Now let's talk about where the websites ultimately live. I mentioned before the server, which is essentially a system that responds to your request to connect that's sent over a computer's data network. So when you click on a URL, what happens is you're connected to the server, which is signified by a domain name with an extension, and then you get to your website. To get to a domain name, you can register a domain on a bunch of different sites, including GoDaddy, which is the most popular, but then there's Namecheap, 1&1, name.com, and the list goes on. There's also web hosting companies, which provide website maintenance services to other companies and make sure their websites are running smoothly on the server. Some web hosting sites you may be familiar with are Wix.com, Webs.com, Biz.ly, and Awardspace.com. Now, I also want to mention the CMS. CMS stands for Content Management System, and it refers to any setup that allows users to publish, modify, and manage content. Basically, blogs, news sites, even going back to chat rooms in the 90s. So in terms of sites, nowadays you've got WordPress, Joomla, Drupal, Typo3, amongst others, so it's easy to find a content management system that best suits your business's needs. Finally, one particular trend that's been on the minds of businesses in recent years is search engine optimization, or SEO. SEO affects the visibility of the website in a search engine based on several factors. Your SEO suitability would be improved by your website containing words and phrases that are not only relevant to the topic or the offering of the site, but are commonly sought by people who use the search engines. So if you use the words and the phrases that are on the minds of your target audience, you just might find some new customers. And that's my spiel for the week. I hope you learned something, and I hope you will listen in next time. Take care.